Proverbs 28. The wicked flee when no man pursueth, but the righteous are bold as a lion. By the transgression of a land many are the princes thereof, but by a man of understanding and of knowledge its stability is prolonged. A poor man who opposeth the helpless is a sweeping rain which leaveth no food. They that forsake the law praise the wicked, but such as keep the law contend with them. Evil men understand not judgment, but they that seek Jehovah understand everything. Better is the poor that walketh in his integrity than he that is perverse, double in ways, though he be rich. Whoso observeth the law is a son that hath understanding, but he that is a companion of profligates bringeth shame to his father. He that by usury and unjust gain increaseth his substance, gathereth it for him, that is gracious to the poor. He that turneth away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer is an abomination. Whoso causeth the upright to go astray in an evil way shall himself fall into his own pit, but the perfect shall inherit good. A rich man is wise in his own eyes, but the poor that hath understanding searcheth him out. When the righteous triumph, there is great glory. But when the wicked rise, men conceal themselves. He that covereth his transgressions shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall obtain mercy. Happy is the man that feareth always, but he that hardeneth his heart shall fall into evil. A roaring lion and a raging bear is a wicked ruler over a poor people. The prince void of intelligence is also a great oppressor. He that hateth covetousness shall prolong his days. A man laden with the blood of any person fleeth to the pit. Let no man stay him. Whoso walketh in integrity shall be saved, but he that is perverted in his double ways shall fall in one of them. He that tilleth his land shall be satisfied with bread, but he that followeth the worthless shall have poverty enough. A faithful man aboundeth with blessings, but he that maketh haste to be rich shall not be innocent. To have respect of persons is not good, but for a piece of bread will a man transgress. He that hath an evil eye hasteth after wealth, and knoweth not that poverty shall come upon him. He that rebuketh a man shall afterwards find more favor than he that flattereth with the tongue. Whoso robbeth his father and his mother, and saith, "It is no transgression," the same is the companion of a destroyer. He that is puffed up in soul exciteth contention, but he that relieth upon Jehovah shall be made fat. He that confideth in his own heart is a fool, but whoso walketh wisely, he shall be delivered. He that giveth unto the poor shall not lack, but he that withdraweth his eyes shall have many a curse. When the wicked rise, men hide themselves, but when they perish, the righteous increase.